look at the a letter that the Chazanish wrote. It's often quoted in the yeshivas as a summary of some of the ideas that are important for us to keep in mind. I mentioned this when we opened up the Chazanish, was one of the great models that make Dugma Os of Sholem Bayis in his own home. His wife was very dedicated towards him, and his wife supported him, and even though they did not have any children, and there was pressure from members of the family to divorce and remarry, but he knew that his wife would suffer terribly, and I think his wife was not well at some point, and she often would protect him in ways that were they were unwelcoming to people who came to speak to him. People sometimes had to sneak in and climb in the window sometimes to speak to him. So, but he took care of her. So he writes in his letter that the Torah teaches us the mitzvah of being mesamech our wives in the first year of marriage and in the context of not going to battle. That the two parshas, the parsha in Shoftim and parsha Kisetze. The parsha in Shoftim is a parsha of an arusa, is that we had kiddushin, but he didn't have nisuin yet. So the halacha is that if we had eris and not nisuin, so then we were exempt from going to war, but we still were part of the war effort, and we were in the back, the support staff. But if we already established our homes, we had nisuin, so then noki you, then we were free, we didn't go to battle at all. So he says that that indicates that it's a chiyuv. In other words, that the importance of bringing simcha to our wives, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it in the context that it trumps going to battle, trumps protecting Klal Yisrael. So, and one, and it means it's a chiyuv, it's not a negotiable, it's not a chumrah, it's not a midas chasidus. He understands that a Kadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us in the first year, because that's the yesod. And then we build on it later on. Not that it's the first year and it's one and done. But it's like most of the things in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, there is an intense period of time, and then it's supposed to impact other times as well. Almost so many mitzvahs work that way. Sibur Yetzirah Mitzrayim works that way, the Amidin works that way, Shabbos works that way. Almost all of Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs have an intense period of time, and then they're supposed to be phased in for the rest of one's experiences. She says the same thing is true about being Mesamech our wives. In fact, many years ago, I was very impressed with this, that Rabbi Weinberg pointed out that the Rambam, in his formulation for the emotional obligations of a husband towards his wife, so he writes, "V'lo tiye otzev," that husband is one of, we have an obligation to pick ourselves up, not to be, when we're in our wife's presence, not to be sad, we have to work on ourselves, to find simcha. I don't know if I mentioned this context, that it was like many years ago, when one of the Balabata made a siyum, and Rabbi Friedler, his Rosh Hashiva, came to the siyum. And just at that time, this Balabas, his daughter came back from Eretz Yisrael, and his daughter, this is in the days of flip-outs, when they still flipped out in Eretz Yisrael. So she had flipped out, and she had come back, and she was dead set on marrying a Kohen guy. So so his friends were ribbing him that's putting himself into now. So Rabbi Friedler saw what was going on. They weren't embarrassed to rib in front of him. So he said, I want to explain something to you. That when we look for a Talmud Chacham, for a person who enjoys learning, to marry our daughters, he said, it's a great practical gift. Because the Talmud Chacham always has simcha in his pocket. When he gets upset and he gets down, he pulls out a Gemara, he pulls out a Tosos, a Rambam, he pulls out a Sefer, he's able to pick himself up. There's a magic to the learning. So he says, when his daughter marries a person who has that koyach, so it's the one of the most important sources of chizuk and of strength within one's home. So he says, v'simach es ishtai. So Rabbi Friedlander, when he elaborates in this letter of the Chazon Ish, he says he's even saying more than that. It's saying that when everybody works in their own home and we build up our own homes, that is a national effort. It was because Baruch Hu's saying is that's in the sense like Sheirut Leumi. So one way I can serve Klal Yisrael is by being in the front lines. But there's another way of serving Klal Yisrael, and that is by building up homes that are peaceful, and homes that are the source of peacefulness is to be mesameach. Then he goes on to describe that which we've discussed in other contexts, that one of the great sources of simcha for a woman is to be able to provide pleasure to her husband, to provide a stable home. So the Friedlander puts it under the category of Ezer Kenegda. Because the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu creating the Bria, so that we and our wives are Ezer Kenegda, means that we have different things that are going on in our lives, different ways in which we approach things. And the task of an Ezer Kenegda is to figure out how one's wife is different and how to meet those differences. So Rav Chaim Friedlander, when he darshans this letter, he says, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person has to be mechabdoi kegufoi or mechabdoi yoysemi gufoi. No, oyevoi kegufoi or mechabdoi yoysemi gufoi. So oyevoi kegufoi, so he says that means that the general rule of avas reyim is madasoni al charvecha leisasin lecha. Madasoni alecha leisasin lecharvecha. When it comes to avas reyim, it's that we have to figure out what we don't like, and we then figure out not to do that to somebody else. And he says, when it comes to one's wife, so it's oyevoi kigufoi, it's even more. And it's just like we figure out what we like, we have to figure out what our wives like. This could be separate, it could be different. And that's mechabdoi yosemigufoi. He says, kovid, the different kinds of kovid. The kovod that Chazal is speaking about is the kovod of Ritzonu Shel Adam Zeh Kvayda. The kovod of they're speaking about is finding out what one's wife enjoys, and it could be different than what we enjoy. It could tie into the approach that became popular some 15 years ago about the different love languages. That very popular approach that people express love in different ways. Some people express love by wanting to spend time together. He develops five different languages of love. Some people express love by taking care, by servicing other people. Some people express love by gift giving. The different and in that approach, someone has to figure out what is how one's wife expresses love, and the way she expresses love is the way that she wants to be loved. So that is what Chazal perhaps had in mind, Ezer Kenegdoi, that there are gender differences, and then there are individual differences. So Oyevoi Kegufoi is to put the work into figuring out what one's wife likes and prefers, and Mechabde Yoisemi Gufoi means to figure out what her ratzin is, what things that she wants to, and then the mitzvah of Ava is to meet those desires and those concerns. Again, overall, the Chazon Ish holds that it's a woman wants to be appreciated by her husband. That gives her great simcha. And then beyond that, to figure out the specific ways in which a woman wants to be loved and expresses love, and that's the. Then, if we have to be mechazek ourselves as to the importance of this mitzvah, so we go back to where Kadosh Baruch Hu was megalu to us, and that was in the context of milchama, that it takes precedence over the war effort for Klal Yisrael. And then he writes, and the Chazon Ish writes that he says lefamim his yachasus bekovayin vecherdas derech eretz marech his chisorin kerev. He says, let's be careful. I don't think there's so much in our community, but he says sometimes that that be concerned about etiquette is a form of distance, doesn't express closeness. In other words, that sometimes when we speak about being machabed, giving kavod to somebody, so that's like reverence. So one has to be careful. That's not what it means. It means, as Friedlander explains, Ritzono shel Adam zeh kavodo, and it's an interesting comment of the Chazon Ish that one should relax sometimes the normal conversations, the normal terms of etiquette, because they're distancing. One has to limit that. He says and he says, and joking around and being light, having a light frame of mind within the home. So that we know that if the mood of the home is light and is simchadik, and so people enjoying being there, and was able to grow much more than if it's heavy and distant.
I think
it's rare that in our door, this goes back to the Chazon Ish as well, that one accomplishes, one makes significant headway with impressing one's children, unless the atmosphere is a light atmosphere. Like the classic concern is by the Shabbos table. The Shabbos table, so if one is not careful, then it becomes an extension of what happens in school. If one's not careful, so the kids bring home sheets. So for the kid who doesn't know what's on the sheets, it's a pachad, right? So the kids who doesn't... So then it becomes an extension of a difficult situation. And this past week's parsha, Rav Matisyo Solomon had a drasha many, many years ago. This goes back many years ago. It was published some 15 years ago. And he points out that Yocheved and Miriam refer to a shifrin pool. He said, Yocheved and Miriam are nevios. Nevios means they're in the highest spiritual level that a human being can reach. And the Torah, when the Torah explains who they are, the Torah says, as mentioned on Shabbos, they're two miyaldis, one who washes a baby and one who cheers the baby up. All right. So he says, here they're the nevios, the highest spiritual level. Why are we introducing Meshifrin Pua, Nechemin and Miriam? So he says that, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us that more important than the highest spiritual level is to be there for one's children, and to take care of one's children, and to be able to pick one's children's moods up. So in that he writes, he couldn't write this nowadays because the words are different. He writes, it's rare that a child comes home from school without being emotionally abused. It was such a strong lashon, like we couldn't use the language nowadays. But he means, we would use the word bruised now. Right? Every kid has... is pushed something to their limits. Sometimes their demands are made. It's been a long day, and then coming home to a shifrin and a pool, a welcoming atmosphere. Again, it's a very powerful lashon. And he probably used the powerful lashon for a reason. And again, it's a different time. But he was saying that there are so many kids who are stretched to their limits in school. And they leave school and it's not a comfortable experience. They don't come home with a warm and fuzzy feeling about the school. So it's important that the home is not an extension of that non-warm and fuzzy feeling. So when it comes to the Shabbos table is a great time when one can relax and one can let one's guard down, and one can joke around. It's probably much more important is that families gel much better around light moments, obviously, than about very serious moments. So that's one of the disservices. In other words, it's always a balance. We want to have more Torah at the table. That's correct. We want the kids to be able to show what they accomplished. That's correct. It gives them a good feeling. Correct. But it doesn't work for many, many kids. So for many, many kids, one has to put the sheets aside. We'll deal with this afterward. And the mood around the table has to be much lighter and much more simchatic. So he says that then the last eitz he has in the same context is that part of, I think this is part of an important part of etiquette b'chlal in one's home, is la'idea b'yitzia la'an halech u'b'shuvay ma'oseh. That ma'oseh, that when a husband comes home to his wife, so he should say he's back home. He shouldn't just hang out for a while before he tells his wife he's home. And when he leaves, he should say where he's going. I always saw this as a way of making the home something more than just a meeting place, right? Just a place where everybody ends up falling asleep, where they keep their things. So in order for the home to be a place that connects, brings the families together, you have to be machshav the home. So a person, if you come in and you sit down, take it a sefer, open the newspaper, and you don't connect with other people in the house, so then you're communicating, all right, it's a good place to sit, relax, have a fridge there, have the... But if one comes home, and when one comes home, one communicates with the people that are there, and when one leaves, one communicates with the people that are there, so that that communicates that this is a place where people are enjoying interactions. I see the same nakuda on the other end. When do couples not follow this rule? Or when do parents and not follow this rule? If the last five times when they came home, you're on the phone anyways, right? They don't. So you come home and you're supposed to be on the phone. One, two, three, after four or five times, you say, what's the point? You know, we're not interrupting anyway. So a child comes home, and the last five times, the parent didn't interrupt the phone call. No. So you see from that, and the kid pushes back, the husband says, what's it worth? So you see from the negative what the positive could accomplish. That if in the middle of a conversation, one stops for a second and says, one of the kids just came home, give me a second, either I'll call you back, or I need a pause, right? So that creates a very good culture for Klal Yisrael, but more important, it communicates to the child, yeah, that this is a place where human beings interact. And so by creating a more simchadik atmosphere and working on it, that and by making sure that the home is a place where we interact with each other, so that hopefully we'll create the atmosphere where we can both establish the relationships that will be much more productive for all of us. Okay. And the moment is that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.